have multiple.
Can 4 TFW.
Happy Friday to you. How you doing, Ken?
Well, can't complain. And yourself?
I definitely can't complain. Hope I get in the woods tomorrow and do some hunting, but we'll see.
Feathers should get them a little bit moving.
Yeah, definitely that. And, you know, if I don't see any deer, maybe I get a good nap in.
I was the only one working today in C9V. Morning, fellas.
John, what are you doing out here on a Friday?
Go forth to you.
Y'all, I guess most of you anyway. Going to work, make some money. Gotta pay my toys.
More toys.
Boy, is it. Especially when it's 44 degrees at the house this morning.
And to winterize the camper, right?
Winterize our camper at the beach.
Crap.
Forage at Lakewood Campground.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think, does it ever freeze there?
There's a few times it gets down cold enough. That's usually when it starts worrying me when it gets cold. I don't mind 40s, but it starts dipping in the 30s, and I start getting a little worried. But yeah, we always plan to go down there. You know, this time of year to late October to get a winter ride.
I was crawling around underneath my camper a couple of weeks ago. Because, I guess, the guy who owned it before me had some of the under insulation. I guess he had to go in there for something, I don't know what, but anyway, it got cut. The tape had dropped down, so I went under there to retape everything, make sure everything was good. And I found a low spot water drain point. Oh, wow. That'll simplify a lot of things.
Mine up, and then I blow, hook up the compressor to it and blow air through it.
And it freezes.
Freeze and pour in the drains, and then I, like Ken, use a compressor and just pull the lines out.
Out of the hot water heater.
I have to do that low point drain. So I'm going to open that up this year. I think I'm going to open that up and then take the plug out and see if anything comes out. That'll answer my question for me. A whole lot nicer, but I'd have to take the heater plug out every time.
Low point drain or drain the hot water heater?
Open. Unless you open up all the valves, maybe. You can pull enough of a vacuum on it.
Well, I guess if they were smart, they would have done the intake for the outlet for the hot water tank on the bottom of the tank, but I guess that'd pull all the cold water. So then I guess they would have pulled from the top of the tank. But the bypass valve is for the, right there at the tank. The hot water tank is a T line, and on that T, on the leg of the T, there's a valve. You can open it and close it. I'm not sure what that does.
So when you're running the antifreeze in the lines and that, you don't put it into the hot water tank where you can't really get it flushed out good. So you just drain the hot water tank and then you bypass it so that none of the water or antifreeze gets in the hot water tank.
What I do?
I've never used it then. I've never used the antifreeze in the line. And the lines.
Valves off to the tank, and then there's another valve that I have to switch on that goes to the little electric pump that's right there. And it'll flip it over, and I can just stick a tube down in a bottle of antifreeze, and it'll suck it right into the system and push it all through the line.
Little furry friends, you know, called a mouse. He decided I didn't need a 12-volt water pump. I was wrong that one day and pulled the cover off where the water pump is. And I said, well, let me check the wires if they're loose. I jiggled the wires and they felt pretty loose. So I pulled off it. Well, you know, at some point it's going to give me some back pressure. No, I guess I pulled out about 3 feet both lines have been totally cut.
That's where they were cut at. Right on top of the water tank. Pull all that insulation down from underneath. I gotta figure out a way to run a line back to it.
Here's a list of one of the many joys of owning a camper.
Plus, I really need to get the four tires for it.
Gotta get tires for mine. It's getting a little bit old. I think they're like 5 years old now, so probably have to get some. I was reading an article, you know, all these people that go up on the ply and all kinds of stuff like that. It says it's really bad for your axles because it's not all set up for that.
First thing I did when I bought the camper is I went straight to Discount Tire and got four brand new tires. And that was about 5 years ago. I think it's about how long we have on that camper. 5 or 6, something like that.
5 years, I usually try to change mine. I mean, that's a long time to just sit on a tire for a while.
Yeah, they use them a little bit more often, but they just sit so long, and they tend to get dry rot. The NC9B.
Sit for so long, but yeah, that's why I got to where I just changed mine 5 years, so I don't have to quite worry about it quite as much. I think that's why you see some people sitting on the side of the road. They don't want to change your tires. And I know it's a pain in the butt, but I think it's a better thing to do. KO4, see ya.
Article this morning, and that it said most of the blowouts are either you had low air pressure in one of them, or most of the time it said you were just going flat out going too fast. KN4 TFW.
People drive way too fast for trailer tires. Yep, and I'm not afraid to get get a flat tire. I'm just afraid of the tire going bad and beating the whole camper up, taking out the skirting and, you know, the fender well and everything.
I love those tire reminders that the kid got me on that, because they should give me plenty of warning.
Round it, I might get a set. They're cheap nowadays.
I'd still like to get a leveling kit for mine. I want self-leveling on my camper.
I've heard so many horror stories about self-leveling campers. I don't know if I'd go all that route.
$100 on Amazon give me pressure and temperature.
Double with again. Sorry about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
What I said now.
Mine and the tire minders gave me pressure and temperature. It was only about $50.
And I mean, it's just a pain in the butt. I mean, I would love to be able to do like a fifth wheel and just hit a button and make it level, but mine's right on the edge of the weight of some of these leveling kits you can buy for travel trailers.
Well, those tire minders are worth their weight and peace of mind anyway. And I'm pulling up at work, fellas. Y'all have a great day. Be careful. It's good to talk to you. And hopefully catch you down the pike sooner. NC9B.
Have a good one and have a good weekend. KN4 TFW.
7-3 KO4 CF.
Does it? It's far enough for the tires to even get hot, does it?
No, usually I try to take my little tire pump down there and make sure all the tires are pretty good, but I probably got about one more year and I'll end up having to figure out a place at the beach to take it and get the tires changed out.
Jack them up and snatch them off while you're down there for a week and just take them to, like, Discount Tire and have them put some new ones on it.
Idea. I might find out. Maybe, like, a Camping World might do it if I bought them and just took them with me. Maybe they might change them out. Who knows? I got a little bit of time to worry about it. The other camper I had, I did it a place right across the street from the house. I took it over there and they changed them out, but so this will be interesting with the camper now that it's in storage.
Give me some of them little jack stands, you know what I mean, from Harbor Freight. Just jack it up with a bottle jack and just stick them under there and snatch them off while I was camping.
Thoughts? See, that's not a bad idea.
Fire, they'd at least, put some warranty on it. You could, get them fixed. Those tire minders, it was an almost 100-degree day when we were going down there to the beach, and the tires got up to maybe 110 at the most on that, but they cooled right down, and it built about 8 or 10 PSI more than what I had in it.
That's interesting.
Well, I got the tire minders that every time I'd stop, I always go back there and touch the tires and touch the brake drum and everything, and it's always been cold.
They Bluetooth to your phone or what?
No, it Bluetooth to a little monitor that's set up on the dash.
I'm sure that's a good upgrade.
A whole lot better, and if you had like a wheel, that tire would start getting hot.
Well, Ken, I am pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You be safe out there this morning. Have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll have you sometime this next week. But have a good one. 7-3, KO4CF, and I will be clear on your final.
Good to talk to you this morning. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll catch you later, KN4CFW.